Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you. Well, I'm at it again. Congress convicted. And here it starts. And honorable members of Congress, you have willingly chosen to ignore the previous letters of cease and desist sent to you. We, the people of the United States of America, find no other reasoning for your ignorance of the grievous issues in this nation and your constant attacks on our president except the fact that you are guilty of crimes against the Republic and our United States Constitution. Since the constitutionally elected President Donald Trump, by the people, you, the members of Congress, have obstructed his nominations while attacking him, falsely accusing him. By owning and using the mainstream media and using those outlets against the president, you have continually led with propaganda and lies to the American people. It is Congress who makes policies. It is Congress who is now guilty of creating an invasion on our U.S. borders. It is Congress who refuses to do their job. It is Congress who ignored the drug cartel who seemed to be in charge on our southern borders. It is Congress who made the policies that opened the doors to child abuse and human trafficking on our borders and within our nation. It is Congress who has caused all the chaos in this nation. It is Congress who have made the policies that have stolen your health care from your own hands and your doctors. It is Congress who has given the power to insurance companies and Big Pharma to increase the cost of health care. It is Congress who have okayed the murdering of babies, unborn and born. It is Congress who gives away your jobs to foreign workers. It is Congress who put their stamp of approval on politically correct speech, removing your First Amendment rights. It is Congress who approved the student loans of the high cost of education. It is Congress infringing on your Second Amendment rights. It is Congress. Name an issue and then follow the dots. All dots lead back to legislators, Congress. This is true on the federal level, and unfortunately it's true on our state and local levels of government. Presidents come and presidents go, but the elected legislators stay. They make sure they are cared for and that you are paying for it. We pay in dollars high taxes. We pay in lost liberties. We pay in loss of jobs. We pay in abuses of restrictions and regulations, fees, permits, licenses, fines, penalties. Did you realize, we just went past April 15th. Did you realize, if you're late with that little piece of paper called the tax return, you get penalized. But they keep your money all year and pay you absolutely no interest. Of course, the interest money would still be yours, I guess, wouldn't it? What does Congress pay? Each of them is extremely wealthy, including all of those screaming socialism and equal wages. Will their wages be the same as yours? That's a question for Bernie Sanders, isn't it? Congress convicted of embezzlement of tax dollars. Congress convicted of a coup against the 45th President of the United States. Congress convicted. Each day, we face more and more corruption and stupidity from outsiders with agendas. Our legislators are supposed to protect us from such, but instead, many of them profit and go along with legislation and bans and craziness, regardless of what it does to an industry, any industry, to we the people, the actual citizens of the United States of America. Today, we're going to focus on the animal industry, and we'll bring out some other craziness regarding some of the things that are going on. Still, we look to the final thieves of liberty and abusers of the rights of we the people, local and state legislators, as well as Congress. We welcome Melody Cederstrom back today of the Cavalry Group. She's going to be a regular on the show, bringing us a monthly report regarding what's happening in the animal industry, because Beth can't keep up with it all. Mindy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Like, welcome
always
back, Carter.
So fun to be with you. Really.
Well, I guess we have fun. We gotta laugh at it, but it's getting pretty darn serious.
Yeah, it is.
It's just
and you know, the root, you always take it to the foundation and the fundamental principles of our founding, and that's what is being stripped from our, you know, from everywhere. I mean, because people don't know what to fight for and don't know what to stand up for if they don't know it exists, you know?
We don't even know what's going on a lot of times until after it's happened.
Right.
Well,
that's
certain
definitely, things. Definitely true. Yes.
So what's going on today in Missouri? I want to talk about that, and I don't know if you've gotten any news since we texted earlier this morning. But
I have gotten news.
Good,
we
good
have
news,
good
I
news.
Hope.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Finally.
I know. Well, let's here in Missouri, we have been working on a bill, and actually we have introduced it in multiple states this year, but Missouri is the last man standing, so to speak, and the Working Animal Protection Act, which is House Bill 559, has just passed at moments ago out of the Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee, just moments ago, 4-2. And this is really exciting because this means that now our bill has a chance to go to a vote in the full Senate, and if that happens, it will be heading to the governor's desk. This bill basically is a protection for legal animal enterprise that utilizes working animals in transportation, education, exhibition, and entertainment. So, again, these are legal businesses that are already regulated quite onerously, many at the local, state, and federal levels. You know, you've got, if you are an exhibitor, you are required to be USDA licensed. So you're under the thumb of USDA. And oftentimes at the state level, also, and carriage horses are regulated out by the state and the local authorities. So all these businesses are already inspected, regulated, licensed, etc. But what has been happening historically is these bans at the local city council and county council level have been pushed strictly by animal rights groups, by their emotionally charged propaganda that pushes the premise that anyone who works with animals is implementing animal cruelty or abuse. So these city council and county council members either have nefarious intentions for these animal enterprises at the outset, or they're getting bamboozled by propaganda. But I ask you this, where in the Constitution does it say we can ban legal businesses? You know, even if you're just, you know, pummeled with all of this rhetoric and photos, and which from the animal rights groups is oftentimes false narrative and completely drummed up propaganda that's trying to influence the vote. But nonetheless, you know, is it really their job to ban a business outright? And if, but this has been happening across the country in 67 local municipalities and 28 states. This is what's been happening. It's absolute insanity.
Well, and it's the exact opposite of what you said. I mean, it's constitutionally, and we have these elected officials that are supposed to protect us from such things that go against our
right.
jobs and our industry.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. I hear us going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mindy, I want to talk in a little more detail on some of this, and you know, this is a good thing for Missouri. I'm proud of our guys, but we got to go a little bit farther yet. 877-895-5410, and Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We do have a caller. We're going to go to him real quick, but then I do, Neil, I want to get back to the preface of this Animal Protection Act. Neil, from Missouri, what's on your mind?
Yes, this licensing issue when it comes to animals, you know, there's a lot of different people that raise dogs, they raise cats, they raise all these different types of animals, and the government's telling you you got to have a license to do that, and they regulate you. Well, as with any license, research what the license is for. Because if you're not engaged in the criminal activity that's involved, then you don't need the license. License is the permission to commit a crime. That's what it is. Nothing in the Constitution authorizes any government agency at any level to issue permits to commit crimes. Okay? That's what a license is. Now, if you simply have a permit, like if you're operating within a city limits, you might have to get the permission of the city to use city property for something, but that's not the same as a license. Okay, so all these animal rights activists, what they're doing is they're trying to get the government to license and regulate the animal industry and to license it and regulate it out of business completely. So,
you're absolutely right. You give up a lot of your rights when you agree to have a license, and you're absolutely right. You make a great point, because for the animal rights people, it's never going to be good enough. You could have the Taj Mahal and have a perfect record, but once you open up your property to these inspections and licensing, you are giving up a lot of your rights. It's absolutely true. Your caller is correct.
Absolutely. So yeah. Do your research. Look and see what it is exactly that they're trying to license. And if they're trying to license something, which is not a crime, such as traveling from point A to point B on public roadway, you know, there's no reason for you to have the license.
Exactly.
But just remember that. If you're not engaged in some kind of criminal activity, you don't need the license. So make sure you understand that if they're trying to license something that's not a criminal activity, they don't have any right to do that.
Right.
All right. Yes. Appreciate the reminder, Neil. Thank you. Thank you. And they have done a lot of that to us, haven't they, Mindy?
Oh, they have. I mean, and it's, you know, it's always, there's always something, you know, and when you open up your home to inspections, and, you know, one of the things that, you know, we have to remind legislators when we go to try to either kill bad bills by that are pushed by animal rights groups, or in this case with our Working Animal Protection Act, you know, people, you know, these legislators have been so brainwashed by the well-funded animal rights groups that you have to create
off.
A narrative. What's that? Oh, yeah, exactly. You have to create a narrative.
You said brainwashed. I said are paid off.
Exactly. But you have to create a narrative right off the bat to remind everybody that, you know, the people that we're talking about are law-abiding animal owners and animal-related businesses. They're not, you know, but they just assume that they're, you know, that whole notion that we're innocent until proven otherwise, well, that's when it comes to animals. People who raise, breed, and work with animals are guilty of something. They just, you know, don't know what it is yet. So that's why they keep getting away with passing all these laws and banning businesses. It's crazy.
Isn't that funny how they're guilty no matter what, and yet we have these illegal aliens crossing the borders and everybody's saying, well, they're innocent. They haven't done anything wrong. What are you talking about? They came into this country illegally.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Listen.
But if you're a citizen here, you're automatically considered guilty.
The irony and the hypocrisy is huge. I mean, we could continue to go down that road also with how they want to give rights, constitutional rights to animals, but, you know, the unborn have, you know, no chance. It's just insane what's going on in our country today. We have to get back to our founding principles and back to our fundamentals in God. I mean, it's just get back to religion, to our founding everything. It's just we're losing our way. So it's we're in the fight for the very soul of our
country.
We're
losing our way because we've lost our light. You know, we're not following
right,
that light, God, as you say. And so we are in the darkness right now, and it's difficult to understand how we got there. But it was just, you know, laying back and being lazy, and we allow these legislators to just, you know, we I don't know if we truly trusted them or what, but we let them have their way, and now look what we've got.
Right. Well, your caller brought up a really good point, and you know, we really do give up a lot of our fundamental rights when we start licensing everything. It's ridiculous. But the fact is, when it comes to animals, and especially working animals, people don't stop and think about the fact that those who work with animals are motivated to take the very best care of their animals that they rely on for their livelihood. Why would you hurt your horse that you use in your business for horse-drawn carriage rides? Why would you harm your exotic animals that you exhibit at fairs? You know, I mean, it just makes no sense at all. And yet the animal rights ideology preys on this notion that everyone is guilty of abusing. You know, it's just they act like it's just a matter of time, but yet they know nothing about animal care. They know nothing about animal husbandry and what goes into these things. So anyway, we're very excited. The news is great this morning, and now so I urge your listeners who are in the state of Missouri, please contact your Missouri state senator and urge them to vote yes on HB 559, which is the Working Animal Protection Act. So it's a terrific bill. You know what I love about our bill? It's four paragraphs. That's it.
How could that possibly be?
Yeah, I know. How about
that's
that? It's short and simple. And, you know, a lot of these bills that are banning businesses and doing all sorts of stuff, they're like 21 pages long, 50 pages long. It's like you have to dive into these things and pull back the onion layers as to what really they're up to. And I'll tell you what they're up to. A lot of these HSUS or humane bills that are driven by the Humane Society of the United States. And for those of your listeners who aren't familiar with the Humane Society of the United States, when you donate that $19.95 a month to to this organization. They don't follow through on caring for pets and pet shelters. They don't do any of that. That money goes to the tune of $180 million a year, roughly. That money goes to funding lawyers and lobbyists. And there are several lobbyists right here in the Missouri legislature that are wandering the halls every day to push their narrative, to push their agenda. And they are not just after destroying animal ownership and animal enterprise and animal agriculture. They are chipping away at our Constitution. And these bills that I have been flying all over the country testifying in opposition to that they are pushing always manage to include language that takes away due process. It never fails. They want to allow these government bureaucracies or local government like animal control, they want to give them free rein to come onto someone's property without a witnessed affidavit or a warrant to come onto your property to steal your stuff, to steal your animals. It's happening all over the country. And so, you know, we have to, it's our job to actually read the bills, and that's why we show up to fight. What scares me is goes back to your original point, Beth, that, you know, these lawmakers who we elect and take an oath of office to uphold and protect the Constitution are not upholding and protecting the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. And these are enemies.
In fact, they're legislating.
Enemies.
In fact.
They are.
In fact, they end up legislating against the Constitution, whether it's on the state and local level or federal level. We see them take this oath, and then they're out there trying to take away your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your jobs. I mean, they won't protect the borders, which is their job, and they won't protect your jobs, which is their job. And it's just infuriating, and that's why I've been writing. That's why I started my new letter yesterday. I don't think I sent you my cease and desist letter. I need to send that to you. We sent that to Congress, and we sent it to all four of the leaders of Congress, and then to all of the. I sent it to every one of the representatives and senators from here in the state of Missouri. I have received nothing back except from one, and that was from Jason Smith. No, none of the others have sent me back a letter. Now, some other people have got letters back, but I have not. Well, I think I made the mistake. I put my business card in there, so I got ignored because I'm media. So I go, oh, she's just another talk show host. You know, so I won't do that again, and we'll see what happens. But part of what my opening was today is my new letter to them. It's my new letter, but I'll send you that cease and desist. But it went into lots of detail. Somebody said, well, maybe you need to shorten it. I said, well, that's probably true. They're not reading it. But I said, as far as the grievances, it needs to be longer because I just barely skimmed it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson. I want to talk about some of the things that are going on with the Cavalry Group with you and some of the new things that you're taking on. And you just do so much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. Just go to the Cavalry Group. Group.com, or just give us a call right here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. CanPackIt.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson. Started to call you Melody. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You know, Mindy, I don't know how you keep up. Now, my listeners need to understand, Mindy does this kind of like Beth does. I do have a volunteer now. I would call him my clever sidekick. He's in the office now. I couldn't possibly videotape the show and do all the things that I've been doing and keep up, and he's been trying to take some of the techie stuff off of my shoulders. But you stand alone, and I know your husband's right there with you, backing you up, but how do you keep up with reading all of the craziness, these bills and all that go out? You know, I get some of these bills. Of course, some of them, you know, you mentioned they could be 50 pages long. Some of them are hundreds and thousands of pages long. And, you know, I could go cross-eyed just barely getting into them. I don't know how you keep up.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. Between January and mid-June, when all the state legislative sessions are in, it's insane. Just trying to catch up, because every day the Humane Society of the United States drops a new piece of legislation somewhere, and we have to, you know, like you said, pore over the legislation and understand it and see what they're doing so that we can properly oppose. And just this year alone, I've flown to five different states to testify in opposition, and three different states to support our legislation, the Working Animal Protection Act. But we can't possibly fight every piece of legislation they introduce. This year alone, they've introduced legislation in 34 states to basically take away our rights to own, breed, and raise animals. And they're all very deceptive. You know, we already have laws on the books that we can enforce to address animal cruelty. We don't need more laws. But they come in with
and,
these
and we don't
bad
deny
tales.
That there are those out there. You know, we don't
oh,
deny
absolutely.
That there are those out there that do that. I mean, we know that that's true. But it's not the majority. And they punish everyone for the abuses of a few. But those laws are already there to take care of that.
Right. And one of the premises that frustrates me the most is that, because a lot of these lawmakers act like, well, there needs to be a law. You know, well, no, we already have laws on the books. And here's the thing. These laws that they're these laws that they're pushing and passing everywhere only harm the people who are law-abiding citizens already working hard to stay in accordance with the rules and the laws. So really, the people who are already violating the laws, like you're saying, and none of us condone animal abuse or cruelty. That's ridiculous. But unfortunately, there are those people who do. But there's already laws on the books to address that. And if they're already breaking the existing laws, what makes people think they're going to, you know, follow the new law? That's the problem. We keep piling on these new laws, and it's not going to change a thing. It's not going to stop animal cruelty or abuse that's already taking place. So it's very frustrating. But to answer your original question, the way we handle all of this onslaught of these bills that are introduced every legislative session every year is we have members in the 48 continental states who are willing to roll up their sleeves. So we get in touch with our members in the states or local areas where these bills are being introduced, and we help them write testimony and send them to the Capitol to testify in opposition or in favor, respectively, whatever the bill may be, to get this done in their state, because the constituency is really the most, you know, valuable thing at the state house. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is these animal rights groups do the same thing. They have people in their state that they pay. We can't pay people, so we have to count on our volunteers and our members. We're a member-based company, by the way, so the only way we function is from membership dues and donations. So that's how we function. But we have had some successes this year. We successfully stopped a statewide pet sale ban that basically wants to mandate the sale of rescue and shelter dogs in pet stores, basically telling pet stores where they have to source their merchandise, which is insane. And so, you know, they're mandating the source of puppies and kittens from unregulated sources, because rescues and shelters have no oversight. So they're telling pet stores that no pet store is going to do this because it puts the consumers at risk. So it's basically harming these pet stores, and where these bans have been passing, pet stores just give up and close because their main resource of income is to sell puppies and kittens. Well, for the animal rights agenda, mission accomplished. That's what they want. They want these businesses to be shut down because it doesn't align with their ideology, and that's the crux of what we're fighting against. These animal rights people are pushing an agenda through all of this emotionally charged propaganda, when in fact they just don't like what we do. They don't like people who raise, breed, and work with animals. And that includes animal agriculture, all the way to the food on your plate. So we need to wake up to the difference between animal welfare and animal rights, because animal rights is a political agenda.
Well, and I was going to say, their ultimate goal is that no one have an animal, including your kitty cats and your puppy dogs. They don't want anyone to own an animal, and they don't want anyone to eat meat. I mean, that is the ultimate goal. And it is an invasion into your life and your lifestyle and your industries and your livelihood. You know, they went after the horse and carriage. We talked about that in New York and other places where they have those. And they went after them. They were unsuccessful this time around. But they'll be back. They're not going to quit. And
they'll never quit.
No, and we're live on Facebook, and I had one of our mutual friends, I won't mention his name on the air, but he says, don't forget the rabbits. You know, we had that big issue here in the state of Missouri several years ago over the rabbits, the little boy raising rabbits. You know, it just goes on and on and on, and it just never ends. You know,
I'll give a shout
you
out
had that
John.
Liberty Summit.
John? I'm
no,
sorry,
it's not John, it's Bob.
Oh, okay. That's right, Bob.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was, John may be there too, I don't know, but it was Bob that mentioned it, don't forget him. You know, there's so many things that they have done in the animal industry to go after farmers and ranchers and exotic animal folks, and you know, with the circus and the other shows that they put on, the magicians, you know, they go after everyone. It's just never enough until their ultimate goal is reached, which is nobody would own an animal, nobody would eat an animal.
Their goal is to end animal. That's right. Their goal is to end use of animals in every possible capacity, from biomedical research, food, entertainment, sports, zoos, rodeos, fairs, 4-H, horse racing, dog racing, you know, hunting, trapping, fishing, even the pet on your lap, and but especially the food on your plate. And it's all being done incrementally, just a little bit at a time. And the animal rights ideology, like I said earlier, is a political agenda that is incrementally chipping away at, by altering Americans' views about animal ownership and animal use through our schools in curriculum, through legislation, as we've talked about, but even through litigation. You know, these animal rights groups do a lot of suing people just to bleed them dry and put them out of business. So, anyway.
Well, they just, yeah, they don't stop. Go ahead.
No, that's...
Well, we've just seen them. I hear music. I hear music. We're having a little trouble. I think we're going to have a little delay or something going on today. We are entering into a break. When we come back, Mindy, I want to talk about your new adventure in podcast, and I want to talk about that and let my people know that you're going to be doing that and how they can get to your podcast and listen to you there. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio Plus. Mindy's going to be on CSC Talk Radio once a month and give us an update of what's going on. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you've got a question or comment right here, right now, with Mindy and Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
You know, Mindy, there's so many things going on today, and I cannot keep up with it. I'm just one little person, and I can't keep up with it. So I need people like you to help me. Today, we're not going to talk about them in detail, but I'm just going to throw this out there. You know, Flint, Michigan was a mess. And I've got this article here today. And, of course, the Democrats have taken great advantage of, you know, claiming this. Although, did that happen during the Obama administration, or did it go back farther than that? Anyway, they get Flint, Michigan received $600 million in federal aid for this crisis. They spent $22 million to replace all the lead pipes. But because of the government restrictions on having to use minorities, they opted to use a minority group that was less capable. And it's been a mess, and it's been an expensive mess, so it's not all fixed yet. Plus, they suspect there's been some corruption. That's big. That's a big one, isn't it?
No kidding.
Then in Arizona, we have some of these Democrat legislators that claim there's not a crisis there. But now they're asking Homeland Security for help. And we have our president, and I believe in our president. However, we have our president telling us, you know, you should buy America, buy American, and hire American. And here he is, this new DHS, Department of Homeland Security guy, and he's approving another 30,000 immigrants, the H-2B, to come into this nation. So the one before him approved 30,000, so now this is 60,000 just coming in there, you know, because we're told these folks coming in are the ones that are smart and they can do things that we can't do, and the ones sneaking across the border, you know, they're willing to do the things we just think we're above doing. And I'm just fed up with them. And it just goes on and on and on. We've got, you know, of course, we've got the the animal industry that's under constant attack. We have, I don't know if you're aware or not, but RCAF USA is suing now. They've tried every other outlet they possibly could, and now they're going to sue, and we're going to watch that. And I think they have a good case if we're not facing all the corruption. You know, the USDA is not always on the farmer's side. Very seldom, it seems like, anymore. And so I need people like you and like Bill Bullard and some of these others to keep me up to snuff, because I just can't keep up with it all. And so Mindy is going to be coming on to help us with that once a month, at least to give a report. But she's also, I don't know how, do you ever sleep? I don't know how she's going to do it. She's going to be doing a podcast as well. And I don't know if you're doing it every day, once a week, but she's going to be doing a podcast. And I think she's already started that. And I want you to talk a little bit about that. What your goal is with that.
The goal is to get information out in a very quick fashion to our members and the public. You know, one of our we suffer from time. I mean, as you say, you asked if I sleep.
Oh,
unfortunately, I have to. So I'm losing time while I sleep, because if I could, I should be writing, and I don't have time to write articles. So the fastest way to get information out there is to, put it on air. And so I figured if I did a podcast, maybe just once a week, twice if necessary, to get information on the latest news that's out there. We have members in the 48 continental states that are dealing with things in their state. You know, we've got people in Florida right now who own elephants and bears and big cats who are dealing with issues with Florida Fish and Wildlife, another government agency that has been infiltrated by the animal rights ideology that they are forced to be. Our members are forced to be licensed by the people that don't like them. I mean, you start to wonder, you know, how this is going to work. But we have to expose this to the public. So that's one of the things that I plan to, and I'm happy to talk on your show about that, too. There's a lot going on right now in Florida. Just issues all over the place. So for the act of expediency, I have launched Life, Liberty, and Animals, which is will be up on iTunes probably within the next week. You can seek us out under the Cavalry Group podcast. And it is just to basically give a summation of the latest news and updates. And occasionally I'll have one of our members on to talk about what's going on in their local area. So that's the goal, is just to get the information out there in lieu of writing an article. I feel like people aren't reading anymore anyway. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, and that's kind of where we are. We decided a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, we're going to start doing the vlogs, which is kind of like a podcast, but it's a video, it's a vlog, instead of writing it out. And I love to write, but, life happens and we haven't been able to get the vlog out either, so it's just been crazy. But I think it's a great idea to do this podcast.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, and I appreciate so much what you're doing, because what you do is, you know, getting the word out there under the banner of liberty that, you know, all these different things are under attack. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, when they make their trip to the grocery store, that a lot of decisions and companies have had their hands in the products that we buy that were, you know, okay, I need to get a little sappy here for a minute. Here in America, we are so blessed to have a safe, affordable food supply. I don't think Americans realize how lucky we are. We have a new neighbor that moved to our neighborhood about 6 months ago from India. He's a doctor. He is a surgeon at Barnes Jewish Hospital. And one of our neighbors had a little coffee party for him. And one of the things he mentioned in our conversation was, because he asked what I did, and he said, oh, the food supply here is amazing. In India, we have no choices of cereal. He said, here, you can go to a grocery store at midnight if you want to, and the cereal aisle has, you know, 100 choices of cereal. You have so many choices in fresh vegetables and fruits. He said, it's amazing. these things we take for granted. And I don't think people realize how lucky we are. And you know, it's important to understand that. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some things that are happening that are not taking the very best care, like Bill Bullard is wanting to make sure that we have, that we're consuming American-grown beef. I think that that's a very noble
thought. Or at least have that choice to know.
Have that choice, absolutely.
We're out of time. Mindy, I can't believe this hour went so fast.
How does this happen to us?
Keep me informed on this podcast. And I know. I keep being told that. I can't afford 2 hours. 1 hour is good enough. But anyway, thank you so much for all that you do. She will be a regular guest once a month. And thank you, Mindy. And keeping us up to date, thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. Give Mindy a call. Join the group at 855-748-4210, and let's work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.